Well, top of the morning to you, folks. Dan Friel here with your market update for March 15th, 2024. So in today's report, you're seeing mortgage rates went up again yesterday. It was all inflation, inflation, inflation. But today there's really no economic news. So I want to show you guys just proven to you that there's no economic news today. But I think a lot of people missed my secondary video yesterday. We have a grant finder out there. It's brand new. We just launched it yesterday. It's going to actually find you one of the best three grants out there in the country. The first one is it's going to give you $10,000. It's going to be the same rate, the same fees, the same everything. It is just a forgivable loan at closing. So we're going to give you $10,000. You can use for down payment or closing costs, and it's forgivable. You walk out and it's your money. The next one is $5,250, kind of very similar to the other one. And then the next one will give you 2% of the purchase price. So right after I go over the news for today, I'm going to show you guys or walk you guys through this new website that we just created and launched yesterday. So without further ado, let's get to it, folks. Here's just seeing what's going on with mortgage rates. Yesterday was inflation, inflation, inflation. We had on the producer side of the equation, the inflation upticked about a tenth, and that just shocked the market. We had the stock market, I think it ended up down for the day, but we had mortgage rates push up, and there's where they are right now. So right here, these are the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. Not my rates, not any individual bank's rates. What they are is Mortgage News Daily, right up through there. They survey lenders all over the country and ask them these five questions. Guys, I got to do this for legal purposes, so bear with me. So if you're buying your first house, it's a primary home and a single family home. You're like, okay, right here, right here. Okay, but these people have a 780 credit score and they're putting down 25%. You don't need to do that. Remember I said, I'm going to show you a video or part of this end of this video where we're going to give you money, basically a grant to cover these closing costs for you. So we'll get to that in a second, but check that out here. Don't go away. I want to show you guys the economic news for today. Nothing. All right, you have so far this week, we had CPI, which is consumer inflation, uptick just a little bit, well, from expecting. Core CPI year over year went from 3.1 to 3.2. It was a little shock and awe on the market. Then everything kind of subsided. And then yesterday, kind of the wheels fell off here. We had retail sales come in. And I'm like, okay, it was kind of in line with what was expected. And then we had the PPI coming in. This is the producer inflation numbers. Went from 0.3 to 0.6. What that means is producers' costs are going up. And the thought behind this is they're most likely going to push those cost increases over to us, the consumer. So the first thing I do when I look at the economic news for today, I go over and look at CNBC to say, okay, what's the markets? How's the markets reacting to all this data right now? You can see right at the top, S&P 500 opens lower on inflation concerns. It's all inflation. It seems like anything else anymore is inflation and NVIDIA, all for the AI stuff going on. But we see the Dow Jones right now down a little bit, S&P down, NASDAQ down, oil's down, which is good. That's an inflationary number right through there. Oil prices were just about $70 not too long ago, and they've upticked to 80. So that's putting more and more pressure on the inflation numbers. Here's the concern for me right here, guys, right through here. This number, when the 10-year yield hits 4.3, that's basically a lid on rates. If it goes to 3.01, you're going to see a lot of movement in the markets. You wouldn't think 0.01 would really affect the markets, but we pay really close attention to the 10-year treasury. There it goes, 4.31. That's not a good indicator here, folks. So that's really not a good indicator. So we're going to continue to monitor that for you. The reaction rate here on the MBSs, they're getting hammered. And there's really no data today other than one thing. So I don't know really what's going on. If you go over to the really in-depth data charts that I have. Here's my news for today. We have export prices. They're basically flat. Here's the concern. Manufacturing, Fed manufacturing index went from -2. It was expected to drop to -7. It dropped all the way down to -20. So we have retail sales coming in lower, yesterday's report. Now we have manufacturing kind of plummeting off a cliff. So I'm not quite sure what the reactions are. Import prices previously was up 0.8. It's down. It's now 0.3. Industrial production, so production's down. Most prices are down in some cases, but that sticky inflation number that you're seeing right through here, it just won't go away. We can't seem to crack into the 2% range that the Federal Reserve wants. So I think we're going to get there fairly quick. You guys have been watching me for a long time. I keep saying this. Guys, we're way down from where we were at 8%. I'm expecting us to get in the sixes. It might take a little bit of time. I can't predict this right on the day. Okay, so that's really difficult. But I want you to, the next thing I want to show you guys is I think a lot of people miss this. We just came out with this. It is our grant finder. Hold on, let me scroll to the top. Here it is, our grant finder. So there's most people, probably 35% of millennials right now, don't have enough to put for a down payment. You only need 3% down when you're buying your first house, okay? 35% of people don't have that amount of money. So what do? You stuck renting? Would you really like to buy a house? Now, I'm not saying you have to buy a house. I'm saying if you've decided for you and your family it's a good idea to buy a house, check out this calculation. Check out this website, okay? I'm going to put it down in the link below. It's going to say Grant Finder or something like that. It'll be the first caption down there. So here's how it works. We have three programs out there. One's for $10,000, one's for $5,250, and the other one will give you 2% of that 3% I was telling you need for a down payment. So let me show you how it works. You're going to go to our website, and let me show you what the website looks like right through here. Right up there, we added a new caption. It says Grant. See it? Grant. You're going to click that. Going to launch you right over to this. Okay, so now here's how simple this thing is. There's one little glitchy part on here. We just can't seem to work around it, but I'll walk you through it so you understand this completely. So what you're going to do is you're going to go here and you're going to see, do you qualify for any of these things? All right, if you're in Chicago, you qualify for basically everything out here. If you're in some of the bigger cities, you're going to have to check out. But I'm here, I'm located in Chicago, and basically almost everybody in Chicago is eligible for this. So let's get over and I'll show it to you. So the first thing we're going to do is, will there be another person on the loan with you? I'm going to make the first series just really simple. I'm going to say, no, it's just me. What's my credit score? My credit score is a 640. Okay, I've been working on it, and I'm really diligently working on getting that up. But, you know, we're going to see. Maybe in 2 weeks from now, I'll be able to get it up, or, you know, I'll show you over here. If I increase my credit scores, what other programs would I qualify for? So let's go through the rest of the questions. Are you a first-time homebuyer? Heck yeah, I'm a first-time homebuyer. Are you currently living under these areas? Yes, I live in Chicago, so click it right there. We're going to go down through here. Now, here's the tricky part. Here's the real tricky part. You're going to click this. You've got to find your address. So what you're going to do is you're going to click this. It's a census tract. Okay. So you click it, and basically what it's going to come up with is this. Okay. You're going to put your address in here. So let's do this real quick. I just went out there and found an address of a property in Chicago. I copy it. I paste it over here. What it does, well, let me show you over here. I pasted it in this section here. I hit search, and then I scroll down, and what you're looking for is right here. It's the census tract GOID, and we tell you right there, the census tract GOID. It's a little bit tricky to find sometimes, but let's go in there and find it. Geotracking census ID right through here. You're going to copy that, and you're going to paste it right into this section right here. So we put that in there. And then what it's going to tell you, what is my annual income pre-taxes? That means what do you earn before they take all the taxes, the health insurance, and all that stuff out of there? So I'm going to say I'm on a $55,000 salary. Let's say that. Okay, where do I plan to buy? Well, I'm going to stay in Illinois, in Cook County, down where Chicago is. So let's find Illinois in here. It is right there. The county is Chicago is in Cook County. Scroll through here, and the price of the house I'm looking to buy, what is the price of this thing? $225,000. So let's get in here. I need a $225,000 purchase. What can I qualify for? You scroll down, and there it is. There it is. This is coming in black. I got a green screen, so this is normally green. So I qualify for two loans right now. I qualify for the One Plus, which will give me $4,500. I'm also qualifying for the Purchase Plus. Well, you're like, Dan, wasn't there a $10,000, you know, one you were talking about? Yep. Let's see why I didn't qualify for that one. So we click here. Why didn't I qualify? My credit score is not high enough. Well, you remember, I've been working on my credit score diligently. So let's go back up through here and say, okay, I really worked hard to get my credit scores up. Let's go back up here and let's see what I qualify with a 680. 680, what do I qualify for? Well, you scroll back down. Everything else is the same. And now what happens is I qualify for all those programs right through there. Okay, so you can see how easy that is. Well, there might be areas where you're like, okay, it doesn't fit, or that didn't work, or maybe, Dan, I'm not a first-time homebuyer. Do I qualify for anything? Well, let's check that out. You scroll through here. Are you a first-time homebuyer? Nope. All right, so everything else is the same, but I ended up being on my brother's deed or something like that, and I just don't qualify for the first-time homebuyer, so now what do I qualify for? Well, scroll down through here. Well, whoa, I still qualify for something. Okay, the One Plus program. So this is how easy this thing is to work. Now, I know there's thousands and thousands of down payment assistance programs. Folks, these are the best ones out there. There's no lien on your property. There's no paybacks. There's really no nothing for these things. So check it out yourself. So if you're struggling to, you know, put that money aside to buy that first house, check out our website. I think you're going to find it very valuable, especially if you're a realtor out there. You can get your borrowers or your clients some grant money they weren't expecting to have. So just a little tidbit there for you. So my name is Dan Frio. I do this on a daily basis. Who am I? What do I do? I'm a mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to work with you. Okay, we got some really unique offers for you. If you're already locked in with a lender and you think the rate's too high, or you want to shop it around because you're like, Dan, I called two or three places and I got my best rate. You know, can you check with your 73 lenders to see if I can get a better rate and maybe lower fees? Well, let's give it a shot. Right up through here is a loan estimator. You're going to plug in, you're going to upload your loan estimate into there. Within 24 hours, I'm going to review it, get back with you, and I'm going to show you a comparison. Here's what you're being offered. Here's what we can get you. Who wins? You take the lowest rates and lowest fees. The next thing is our grant. We just added this grant tab in there. But then finally, if you want to put in your application to see if you can qualify in today's market based on your credit score, your income, and maybe the lack of down payment you have, but now you have a down payment, what do you qualify for? Hit the apply now button. But if you're like, Dan, I got some questions. Before I spend 20 minutes on your application, can I call in or ask some questions? Yeah, go to therateupdate.com. That's our website. Scroll down to the bottom, and that's what you're going to find right through here. You can give us a call at 844-775-LOAN, or you can give me an email. Shoot me an email directly at dan@therateupdate.com. And yes, it will be me replying. And most of the time, I reply in video form. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. I hope you have a safe and sound and sober St. Paddy's Day weekend. Hope to see you here next Monday. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do that right down below. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.